The collapse late Friday of the Canada-US trade talks did not surprise trade lawyers and officials inside and beyond Canada, some of whom warned that escalating retaliatory tariffs could be highly damaging to both countries. In an interview, Lawrence Herman, international trade lawyer at Herman & Amp Associates in Toronto, said that he warned the expert group on Canada-US relations last week that the talks probably would end in acrimony. Even with valiant efforts by Canadian negotiators being railroaded by the US side, the real surprise would have been any deal that Canada could live with, Mr. Herman said. Even then, we could have gotten an interim truce only, a short respite before being faced with a new set of Donald Trump diktats. After the talks went up in smoke, Prime Minister Mark Carney vowed dollar for dollar retaliation on the new 50% tariffs imposed just after midnight on US $20 billion of Canadian exports on goods ranging from plywood and cement to hockey sticks and wine. On Saturday, Mr. Carney said Canada's retaliatory measures will be revealed in the coming days and will take effect September 8. Some trade observers said this retaliation by both sides was inevitable. Canada told the Americans in advance that if these tariffs landed, it would stop negotiating and retaliate, Barry Appleton, senior fellow at the Center for International Law at New York Law School, told the Associated Press. The American trade representative said publicly he would not tolerate retaliation. Both sides have now committed themselves in public, which is how escalation stops being a choice. Read the latest on U.S.-Canada trade escalation. U.S. President Donald Trump is no stranger to escalation. In early 2025, he slapped 10% tariffs on China and then doubled them a month later. China retaliated, triggering a rapid tit-for-tat tariff war that saw the U.S. tariffs hit 125%. Shortly thereafter, most of the tariffs on both sides were paused or rolled back. Canada likely wanted further sector-specific relief than the U.S. was willing to offer, or Canada's concessions did not go far enough, Ryan Majerus, a partner at Atlanta's King & Amp, Spalding Law Firm, told AP. Either way, I think both sides will be under immense pressure in the coming days to find an off-ramp. But if Canada has agreed to impose retaliatory tariffs, the off-ramp may be even harder to find. On X, James E. Thorne, chief market strategist at Canada's Wellington Altus, an investment dealer, said retaliation might be no-win strategy for Canada. Canada does not need another era of Pierre Elliott Trudeau-style progressive theater, he said. Retaliation is not a strategy. It is an emotional response masquerading as economic policy. Tariffs do not raise productivity. They do not attract investment, reduce regulatory costs, or make Canadian business more competitive. Amy Klobuchar, the Democratic U.S. Senator for Minnesota, an Ontario-Manitoba border state whose economy is highly dependent on Canada, lashed out at Mr. Trump for imposing 50% tariffs on Canada. That means higher costs for small businesses, farmers, and all Minnesota families. Canada is Minnesota's one trading partner. Minnesotans are paying for Trump's chaos. She said on X, the Trump-Carney spat and breakdown in trade talks were broadly covered in the European press, though the stories were short, not prominently played, and generally devoid of comment. Transatlantic trade issues have largely dropped out of the European news cycle since the heated negotiations of 2025. Last year's EU-US trade battle generally went in the US favor. The EU offered tariff concessions to lock in a US tariff ceiling and avoid a retaliatory trade war. The EU dropped most of its tariffs on US goods and accepted 15% tariffs on most of its exports.